From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is denying allegations that documents leaked from a Panamanian law firm contain evidence of corruption among his closest associates. Speaking Thursday to a media forum in St. Petersburg, Mr. Putin described the so-called Panama Papers as part of a Western campaign to undermine Russia. Putin noted that he himself is not mentioned in the documents. Pope Francis plans to make a trip to the Greek island of Lesbos on April 16th to meet with refugees. The Vatican says the Pope accepted the invitation from the leader of the Christian Orthodox Church, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, and Greek President Prokopis Pavlouopoulos. The visit is seen as a symbolic gesture to draw international attention to the plight of refugees. Meanwhile, the European Union struggles to adjust its plan to deport illegal migrants. Tensions have risen among the thousands of migrants who have fled the chaos in their own countries for safety in Europe. Belgian police have released a new video of a man wanted in the recent Brussels airport bombing. The video was taken just minutes after the March 22nd bombings. It shows the apparent getaway of a third surviving suspect, often identified in the media simply as the man with the hat. The Brussels airport attacks, along with a bombing at a commuter rail station, killed 32 people and wounded more than 340. Voters in Djibouti go to the polls Friday to elect a president. President Ismaël Omar Guelleh is widely expected to win his fourth term in office. He faces six challengers, none of them have emerged as a clear front-runner. This is VOA News. Bahrain Foreign Minister Khalid bin Ahmed Al Khalifa Thursday said Iran needs to change its foreign policy in the region and stop weapons shipments and training terrorists. He said Iran should stop financing and supporting what he called proxies. The comments indicate the ongoing concerns of a number of countries about what they view as Iran's destabilizing behavior in the region. The minister spoke during an appearance with visiting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The two U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, are feuding over who is qualified to be the country's leader. The two traded contentious barbs Thursday, even as they made nominal efforts to cool the rhetoric between them. Sanders voiced anger at media reports that Clinton's campaign plans to try to disqualify him in upcoming state nominating contests. Clinton holds a substantial delegate lead over Sanders, but Sanders has won six of the last seven nominating contests. U.S. and Turkish authorities are discussing ways to support the moderate Syrian opposition. They want to push the Islamic State group from the Turkish border area further east in Syria. Speaking to members of the Diplomacy Correspondents Association Thursday in Ankara, U.S. Ambassador to Turkey John Bass said that both countries share the same goals in fighting the Islamic State. Prosecutors in Taiwan charged five people Thursday with professional negligence for their role in constructing an apartment building that collapsed during a February earthquake. More than 100 people were killed in the incident. The prosecutor's office in Tainan filed charges against the developer, the head of his design department, two architects, and an engineering technician. Investigators found they had played a part in the construction of the 17-story housing complex in 1989. Prosecutors say it was built partly with tin cans. Lawmakers in Tennessee are one step closer to making the Bible the state's official book. Official designations are generally symbolic exercises meant to draw attention to unique aspects of a state. Republican lawmakers who passed the legislation in the state Senate by a 19-8 vote Monday said the bill was not a governmental endorsement of religion, but an effort to honor the Bible's historic and cultural contributions. A student activist has been murdered in Bangladesh by a group of machete-wielding attackers. Postgraduate law student Nazimuddin Samad was hacked with machetes and then shot by motorcycle-riding assailants as he was returning from class Wednesday at Jagannath University. Dhaka police believe he had been targeted for his outspoken views, which often criticized radical Islam and promoted secularism. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.